Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again. God bless you. This is your host, Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you. Amen. And we know that you're able, amen, to be here. And we ask God's blessing upon you. And we're asking God to continue to bless you in all areas. Amen. We thank God for those of you that are able to call in. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We want you to always continue to pray for those that are absent, those your friends that you might have. Amen. That they're going through their trials and tribulation. And this is one of probably the closest programs we have had dealing with your trials and tribulations that the devil always want to. Amen. He always wants to deceive you. And we pray tonight that through the Holy Spirit, amen, because we come together to be a blessing. Father, we thank you right now. Oh God, we ask you to look upon each and every one, oh Lord, that is here. Oh God, in this broadcast through electronic means, over the highways, and oh God, all through the areas and different states and different counties and different places, God, that you would touch the minds, God, in the name of Jesus, and we receive you through the power of knowledge in the name of Jesus, renewing our mind, knowing that what you have done for us, amen, God, you can do for others. We thank God tonight and today, God, for all the newer ones in Christ Jesus, those of us that, amen, we know what it means, amen, oh God, to start out afresh and anew. And Lord, we ask you to bless them now. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. Welcome, 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 amen. We're broadcasting, and we want to say that the Doctrine of Truth, our desire is always to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. All listeners that call in and share their biblical experience so that we can all grow thereby. Amen. Desire the sincere milk of the word. Amen. That we can grow. That's what it's all about. Amen. Jesus said we are like trees. In the book of Psalms, Psalms 1 said we are like trees planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit and his season. We're discussing now, amen, whose sins are you living under? Whose sins are you living under? Amen. It is very closely and is very, amen, tied into generation sin, generation of sin, generation, amen, where there's always a discussion and the devil always bring up things. Amen. It's good for us to come together and share all different types of views and lies and discussion. Amen. Amen. While things are going good, God is blessing. Amen. And you're a blessing to be a blessing to others. Amen. You're shouting at the car. You're giving high fives. You're smiling. Amen. You're going through. Nothing can touch you. Rain, rain. You can just let it rain. Amen. To turn. Amen. Then the enemy start pointing fingers. Like Peter said, that our accusers. Amen. Satan is our accuser. Amen. He's always accusing God's people. He's accusing God's people. Amen. Constantly, amen, looking out to bring bad accusations, amen, against God's people. Amen. And he's a liar, he's a deceiver, and we have to recognize and accept that. Amen. That's why we was able to see the light of life to come to Christ. Amen. That's why many of us that accepted Christ, amen, came to understand, amen, there is no good at all and what the devil is selling. It's no good. Amen. You bought it, you kept buying it, and you can't find out what's good about it because it's only for a season. It's only for a season. Amen. You can buy things, and many of you have tried different type of products, and once you use it one or two times, then it's broken. Amen. The enemy, he sets out, and he plans, and he says, okay, pleasure is good. Amen. You can feel good doing this. Everything is good. Then by and by, down through the line, you'll find that there's no good in it. There's no good in it. Amen. Because it comes back to bother you. It comes back to haunt you. It takes your health. Amen. It destroys your relationship. Amen. Not only that, but you have to keep feeling good. You have to keep feeling good. You have your senses and your whatever you're doing that the enemy is selling. Amen. Drinks, drugs, pleasure. He sells pleasure. Amen. Then by and by, after the pleasure is constantly beginning to go bad, amen, you get tired of it. Things get old. Amen. That's why old things, amen, you buy new cars because the car you got now is getting old. You want to size a new home, after a while the home will close. Amen. You can see where it's going. Amen. The enemy is selling pleasure. Amen. But if he ever, amen, if he stops selling pleasure, he'd be out of business. He'd be out of business. Amen. Amen. Drug dealers, alcoholics, sex offenders, and sex thing. Amen. His feeling was out of business. Amen. Emotion was out of business. Amen. The devil will be out of business. But that's what he's selling. He's selling feeling and emotions. Amen. If he didn't have these things, everybody can very, very look at it and say, oh, it's nothing to that. It's nothing to that. Amen. But if you ever try Jesus, if you try Jesus and you understand and see why so many have tried him and find out he's still in business. God's still in business. Because you can. Amen. God does give you joy, a feeling. He does give you peace. Amen. He does deal with the natural man as well as the spiritual man. So it's very important, amen, that we continue to observe, amen, and take care of a natural man. Amen. Fix up on you. You would not, amen. The devil don't want you to fix up on your house, your home. Amen. Go to work, earn money. Amen. Get education. Amen. Because he wants you to see. Amen. He wants you to go spiritually. Amen. Amen. You're so caught up in heaven. Amen. You're losing everything down here on earth that God give you. God promised. Amen. That you, amen, have a life and have it more abundantly. We live in the natural as well as the spiritual. That's why we got homes, we got churches. Amen. That's why God have not pulled us out. Amen. After you come to Christ, he wants you to still live here. If you examine the word of God freely, amen, without any hinge or caught up, amen, in special interest in your mind, when the baby Jesus was born, he was born in a manger, not because he didn't have any money, amen, but look what the wise men brought him. Amen. They brought him gold. And we don't know how many bags of gold those kings tried to come in, amen, and show off. Amen. God brought them from far countries. Amen. They came in and brought gold. It's a baby. Amen. They brought frankincense and myrrh, high-priced herbs, herbals, and good for the body. Amen. So God, not only he worked for the natural, amen, gold, he needed that because the baby Jesus had to move around. And amen. They had to hide out in different countries. Amen. So gold was very, very plentiful and very expensive. Amen. And he had gold. God provided for him. And frankincense and myrrh, good for the body. Anybody got sick? Thanks. So God dealt with the natural and for the spiritual. Amen. He sent angels to sing. Amen. And the three wise men was moved by a star. So God working the natural and spiritual to help you, amen, to be a representative for him. That's God's will. It's God's will, and he will take care of you. So we have to look at both sides of the story. Amen. You have to look at both sides of your life, the natural life and your spiritual life. Amen. Amen. Your spiritual life will supersede, but it always will tell you, amen, get up and go to work. Amen. Pay your bills. Amen. Love your family. Love your home. Paul told Timothy, if a man does not take care of his household, he works an unsaved man. Amen. Because the devil always have them unsaved people. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Buying brand new cars, new houses, and flirting with, you know, all kind of luxury, because that's what the devil's selling. He's selling feelings and emotions. Amen. If you take that away from the devil, he won't have nothing. Everybody turn to the church. Everybody turn to Christ. Amen. One of the lies that we're dealing with at this time, amen, whose sin are you living under? Whose sin are you living under? And you probably have flirted with the question that came across your mind. Amen. And Job, when you read the Bible, I thought Job wasn't part of the Bible. I'm quite sure many of you read Job. Say, how can this man stay with God and all these things are happening? But if you look out through the Old Testament, the Old Covenant of God, and we're going to take it from one of the prophets, Ezekiel. Amen. We're talking about, amen, what you feel. We're talking about feelings as well, natural and spiritual, because sin is dealing with the spirit man and the natural man. And what you feel, amen, that your parents, your sisters, your daddy, your mother, every time you look at things, if Job was living today, amen, I know, being around some negative-minded people, amen, in the Lord and out of the Lord, they would say that the man had done something wrong. Amen. He lost his house. He lost his family. Amen. Things start happening to him, his investment. Amen. All he was the richest man in the East. Amen. He was the richest man in the world, the East. Amen. He came back in 1 hour. Amen. God allowed. We have to look at that part. God allowed things to happen. Amen. Because God knew that Job, amen, we're not turned from him. If you notice all the patriarchs in the Bible, amen, when they really met God, amen, they knew that he was alive and not dead. They knew, amen, that they was dealing with the creator of all mankind. Amen. Beyond, there was no church. It was tabernacles. Amen. It was priests and priesthood order. Amen. But for us, we have we're going to try to address some of this. Amen. We want to give you enough time. Amen. We're going to lay some scriptures down as always, a foundation. Amen. Ezekiel 18. Ezekiel 18. Then we're going to go to Deuteronomy. Amen. Deuteronomy, Exodus. We're going to read some scriptures here. And I know as well that you might have some. You go back and read Job on your studies, in your study time. Amen. And we look at here at Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, one of God's major prophets. The word of the Lord in the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, said the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. I can read that again. All souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the souls of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. All right? And he goes on into that, and he began to, amen, we didn't cover some problems in here. what he's saying. Amen. All souls are mine, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It shall die. Amen. So you highlight that, but we want to go into, amen, Deuteronomy. Amen. We're going to go into Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter. And here's one of the major scriptures as well. But keep be very simple with it. Everybody's mind. But the soul that turn against him, it shall die. It shall die. Now, and this is very familiar scripture, and sometimes it's overread, amen, and it's misused, and dealing with the commandments of God. And notice what he said in Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter, the ninth, and the tenth verse. Unto them, neither shall serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, and my jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Now you should underline others and children of the third and fourth generation that hate me, and shows mercy unto thousands of them that what love me and keep my commandments. Now this is the difference. This is the difference. Amen. Those that are is very important. Amen. God visit the disobedient. And people that hate God, amen, the sin things, those that practice, amen, evil, that practice idolatry, and they practice things, amen, God will visit them. He'll visit them. But those that love him, amen, he will what? He'll have mercy. He'll have mercy on them. Amen. This is so important, amen, to make that note as we continue. We're going to discuss the things concerning if you feel that you're living under a curse, if you feel that you're living, you can't prosper, you can't get ahead in life because of what your fathers did, what your grandfathers did, your children did, amen, or whatever the devil brings up. Amen. Because he's dealing with, he's fighting and he's talking against you because of lack of knowledge. Always lack of knowledge. And he loved that. The enemy loved to come against what God had said. What God had said. Of course, because he went back to the garden. Of course, in the garden. He not only you, amen, all of us in trouble. We're all in trouble just because, amen, of misinformation, of twisted information. Amen. So God showing mercy of those that love him. Amen. Paul said in the book of Ecclesiastes, in the book of Galatians, Paul noticed here that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He made a curse for us, what is written. Curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. Amen. That the blessing of Abraham may come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we may receive the promises of the Spirit through faith. All right, we're going to have to open up the studio, amen, a little bit earlier because this is a hot topic. Amen. These are the topics that, amen, the enemy throws out. He always throws out a lie. He always bring in false information. Amen. But many times we need to discuss it out openly. Amen. Because he's out to deceive people. And he comes through deception, twisting and turning information. And the Bible doesn't give one person all Moses God that used Moses all through the 66 books. Hey, no. Amen. We have many different men of God that God used, the prophets. Amen. The disciples and the apostles, the scribes wrote. Amen. So we all don't have it all. I don't have it all. Amen. I just got a little degree of it. Just a little minute degree of it. Amen. And I would like to share it. And we want to talk about it. Amen. So we're going to open up the studio. Amen. And we're talking about, do you feel? You know, we're talking about the enemy. He loved to work with your feelings. He will work with your emotions. Amen. Amen. The things that he had, products that he had out, the devil hammered out, they're dealing with the emotions and feelings. Amen. Do you feel, do you think, amen, your lack of success, and that should be cleared up. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to be advanced. Amen. He wants you to be, amen, ambassador. Amen. And whatever ability and talent you have, amen, he give you the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen, to everyone that come, vision and dream and prophecy, amen. But then you have the fruits of the gift, amen, the fruits of the Spirit you have to work on. Joy, peace, long-suffering, self-control. You have to work on those fruits, amen. That's when the flesh try to jump in, amen, and the body try to work, amen, and through the enemy, because the body was brought up down here. The body was made, manufactured down here in the dust, amen. So the enemy can touch, push on it, knock on it, amen. But the real inner man, amen, the real you is inside you, the real spiritual man, amen. And in your knowledge, we have to rethink it, amen. God promised the thing. He said, you can do better. You can do better. You're a better person than that. When God come in your life, amen, the Holy Ghost encouraged you. He's a comforter. Amen. He always tell you, you can do better than this. You pick yourself up. Now get on up. Get on out. Shake it off. You can wipe your eyes out. Go ahead and take a bath and step out in the cool air. Take a glass of water or something. The Holy Spirit, amen, He'll work on you. He'll work on you. Ever seen boxing? Amen. You get beat up pretty good. One opponent and the cut man, he jumping the rain, throwing water and rubbing you down and spunning you down and hollering at you, clapping you on the face. Come on. You know what we trained about. We know what you trained. Amen. So you got the Holy Spirit. You got the angels. You got the Word of God. Amen. So you can make it. Amen. So you just shake it off. Somebody shake it off some things, and hopefully, amen, you can practice it, amen, because it takes practice constantly working at it, amen, to get better. All right, we're going to the studio, amen, 1-855-236-22. Amen. Plantation put you in. All right, go right ahead. I bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless the broadcast. Always a great subject. And, you know, Bishop, the broadcast is so important because in biblical days, before Christ came, we sent the Father.
You break it up. Hello?
I'm sorry. Maybe we'll get it a little better. Yeah, I was just saying, in biblical days, it was often that the children were under the sins of their fathers. But
okay.
Once Christ came and rent that veil that separated mm-hmm. us from the Holy of Holies, no longer did we need someone to intercede for us. And now the generational curses that be on families, all one need to do is to get in the Word and learn the Word. Once you learn the Word, you learn that you can stand in the gap against mm-hmm. generational curses. And no longer, mm-hmm. when you make the sacrifices, and stand in the gap, that generational curse is broke over your family. But it comes from you educating yourself spiritually. That's why some broadcasters like this is the type of thing that a person needs to get into and listen to when the Word of God is being shared and explained. You listen to different points of views about the Word of God from other spiritual leaders or people who are in Christ who have had experiences, and they have found the answer in the Word of God. But you will learn that you don't have to live under the sins of your fathers or the families from generations before. All you have to do is work on your own faith, stand in the gap and turn down your plate or make whatever sacrifice you have to make, and you can break that generational curse that's over your family.
All right. Amen. Always out on the start, a good start. Amen. All right. You press one on your phone. We're talking. Do you think you're living up on a generation of curse, or do you think you're, amen, family, amen. We all can identify with success. We all can identify with pleasure, amen. But when the things begin to turn, amen. Things begin to turn, amen. We need to identify what the Word of God says. What the Word of God says. All right, you press one on your phone. Amen. And we are talking about, amen, how you feel since you're in Christ. And this is the issue. Amen. They are great. God wants us to. God will for all of us to be saved. God will for, amen, for us to learn His promises. Amen. And trust Him. And trust Him. That's why. Amen. Trusting in God. Trusting in God. You can press one on your phone. Amen. Press one on your phone and the lines are open. Amen. We're not trying to stop. Amen. We want you to utilize your time. There's no questions so simple you don't want to ask them because someone else might have that as a giant block in their life. Amen. Don't you know, amen, God is a redeemer. Amen. But He also, amen, He blessed us. Amen. He's a deliverer. Amen. And God, amen, He always, we have to recognize that He respect your will. He respect your decisions. Amen. You can build on your decisions. Amen. Once you decide, amen, to come to God, James said, if you resist the devil, he'll flee. The more you feed into his program of fear, worry, and stress, amen, he'll stay right there. But if you start resisting, how you start resisting, Paul said in Philippians, amen, Philippians 4, think on these things. Amen. Whatever's just, whatever's honest, whatever's good report. Amen. Think on good and honest and positive things. If things come to your mind, you will say, okay, now what? How this going to benefit me? Amen. What I'm thinking about. Then you can become clear to you after a while that it's nothing but the devil. Amen. The enemy bringing up old information. How old information going to help you unless it's going to benefit you to go ahead? Amen. Things become very clear. Amen. God forgave you all your sins. Amen. He is faithful and just to forgive you. All right. All right. You can press one on your phone. Amen. We want to, amen, give all of you a good chance. We thank God for all in the studio and the dashboard. We want to, those of you that are listening, thank God for you. Amen. Those that are coming in for the first time, we always try to call your area code. Amen. And last four digits of your number. Amen. amen, express yourself. Don't hold it in. Amen. We're not going to, amen, to expose that you're wrong, you're right. I can't give you no credit for it. Your answer can't give you no credit for being on this broadcast. Amen. But the spiritual man, amen, will give you the information that you need to walk freely in Christ. We're talking about there's twofold probably to this. Oh, I have sinned. Ezekiel covered that. Amen. You were saying, well, I have sinned and it's going to fall on my children. It's going to fall on my children. Ezekiel, we have to understand. Amen. The word of God, and I stress so much about finding out what Bible do you have? Who wrote the Bible? Where did it come from? How was it manufactured? How the common one you find all over the world is King James. Amen. It's old-fashioned English reading, but they have the New King James. Then they have the Open Bible. Then the Amplified Bible. Amen. The New International Bible. Amen. Get you a dictionary and get you a concordance. Amen. And work with that. Amen. You don't know a word or something. Amen. But this is your life, your study. Christians are always studying. We're always researching. We're always researching and studying. Amen. Because it feeds the inner man. It feeds our conscience. And it also feeds encouragement. Amen. Paul had said, Joshua. Amen. God told Joshua. Amen. When Moses died, he said, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. Amen. But be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen. Amen. Be strong. Be strong. Amen. Once you search out a subject and really get three or four different views on that subject, amen, and get down in your spirit, amen, and worked on this, amen, then so you can stand. You can stand your ground and help others. Amen. The enemy comes around trying to destroy your peace. He wants to destroy your happiness. He wants to destroy your home. Amen. But if you can stand strong and say, no, God forgave me for that 400 years ago. You're bringing up something 400 years ago. It's not God here. It's not God. I don't have to think about this. I don't have to take this. This garbage coming in my mind. This garbage, you might as well get on out. All right, we're at 561. Amen. Area code and last four digits, 1413. 561.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm encouraged.
Go right ahead.
Amen. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. I called in at the right time. I'm encouraged.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I just want to put an acronym out there before I go. Today I came across the word help, and the acronym I got out of that was healing, empowerment, love, and prayer. Amen. God bless y'all.
God bless you, man of God. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from
you.
Yes,
sir.
All right. We're talking now. We're talking about, amen, generation curse, or what sin you think you're living under. Amen. Is it poverty? Amen. Is it time? All right. We're at 954-4169. 954-4169.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless everyone on the call. What's really awesome about God? Can you hear me? Jesus is a curse breaker. The Bible says, "He who the Son set free is free indeed." What happened? We as children of God, we have been set free indeed. But we must know the word. because if we don't know the word, the enemy will bring us into a captivity that we have already been set free from. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, when he paid the sin debt, when he paid for all our debts and iniquities and transgressions, and then when they buried him, when he came up out of that grave, it was a guarantee that he became poor, that we become rich. And so you can't receive your inheritance if you don't know what your inheritance is. You don't know how to take that inheritance and live with it. We live with the blessings of the Lord. Like, for instance, some family might be cursed with a lot of sickness, but see, the Bible says that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, and Jesus was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace is on him, and by his stripes we are healed. And so that's gonna be a walk of faith for us as children of God. We got to call those things that are not as though they are, because see, we've been born again into a kingdom. So we're not so earthen bound. We have to live now through kingdom principles, because we've been born again. And because of that new birth, there is no curse in the new birth. When we in Christ and Christ in us, the hope of glory, every curse, everything that the enemy tried to attach to our life is null and void because of what Jesus did. The cross represents victory for you and me, because the cross took and it bore that sin. It paid it in full. And too often we as children of God, we allow these attachment of the enemy, of these curses on our lives, but they don't belong to us. We've been born again. We're children of God. We're the children of the day, not of the night. We're children of the kingdom. We're in the world, but we're not of it anymore, because we've been born again, and we've been born to be set free from everything, because Jesus came to make us whole. Nothing broken, nothing lacking. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. It is to shake it off and move on. Amen. We're living in a broken world. Amen. We have to understand that it starts in the mind. We got to renew the mind. Paul said, transform your mind. Transform your mind. God bless you. Amen. The studio is open. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Those of you who are listening, amen, and to express, because you never know what's going to be said here. That's why we're here. Amen. God wants you to use the talent and skills in the natural as well. All right. We're going back to 954-4427.
Amen, Bishop. You know, it's just quite often we as believers will give our problems or sins to the Lord, but once we give it to him, then we stand over his shoulder the whole time watching over his shoulder to see what he's going to do with it. In other words, when we give it to him, we got to walk away in faith, knowing that he has forgiven us for it. And it's only the enemy who gets us to keep bringing it back up that we feel the guilt of feeling that we have not been forgiven, that sin has not been wiped clean out of our lives. But this is where your faith has to be strong. You got to walk in faith and know that once you repent and give it to the Lord, you walk away. Don't stand there looking over his shoulder constantly trying to work it out yourself. If you give it to him, give it to him and walk away. And that's what, a lot of time, this is not what the believer is doing. They're giving it to the Lord, but they're standing there the whole while over his shoulder, see what he's going to do with it.
Yes, sir. That's a part of the flesh problems. Amen. We have to come out of that old man. Amen. Begin to walk with Christ. We always want to control some situations and be involved. And those fruits we have to develop. Amen. Patience and long self-control. Amen. Those things have to be developed. Amen. The enemy will open the door and come back. All right. God bless as well. Amen. You can push one on your phone here. We rolled along pretty good. We don't want to leave out your questions or your comments. Amen. You don't know what's going to help. Sometimes you think God ain't moving fast enough. Amen. But it might be just a flesh problem. And the enemy know how to contact you. I look like we're at area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. Amen.
Hello.
God bless you.
Hello. Hello.
Go right ahead.
All right. I'm listening, and I'm feeling good about this thing, and I'm seeing it clear, Bishop, that if you're in sin, you're living on your own sin, mm-hmm. under the effects of it, if you haven't come to Jesus. Isn't that so?
Yes, sir.
It ain't nobody's fault but yours if you don't know Jesus. We have computers, we have all kind of ways to get it out on the airways. All we got to do now is choose. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the Lord gave me this example. It's very simple. If you want to clean your clothes, you have to take them to the cleaners. Is that right? If you want to bathe, you got to get in the water or get somebody to help you.
Yes, sir.
It's the same way about the gospel. You listen to the gospel. The gospel will set you free. It'll deliver. But you got to believe it. Amen. If you don't understand, that's why he said all you get an understanding, because there's power in the gospel. Nobody can listen to how Jesus died for you and then walk away and keep on sinning and feel good about it. It is just impossible. So I was looking at the fact that from the beginning, it's where it started. There was no man, there was no sin in the world. So death came because of sin. Amen. So
yes,
from that time, according to the scripture, you don't hear much anything about Satan. Only he was identified and that he's present in the world. You
mm-hmm.
see what I'm
saying?
Mm-hmm. Or you don't hear anything what he was doing to the people, but you hear his effects, evil spirits and death and all that because of disobedience to God. But now you see him in that Matthew's there, the fourth chapter, where Jesus goes out in the wilderness there to be tempted of him. You see what I'm saying? You see his presence, because Jesus was tested. So Jesus said, if you take whosoever believe on him, says John, you shall not perish. So in other words, things have changed. You can't blame your parents for your sin. You can't blame even the man that were born blind. They said, who sinned to sin not know that God, the glory of God, be revealed? In other words, God is setting everybody free from their sin now. But the thing is, as you said earlier, you got to choose. You got to come to God. You got to bend your knee. You see what I'm saying? Even if you sick, he'll touch you and make you well. But you got to look to him. Isn't that something? So, there's no excuse now for anybody, but you got to hear this word. You got to get rid of your anger and what happened to you. And the only way you can get rid of that is that repent, and you got to be cleansed. You just don't repent and keep on walking. You repent and God, you go to the cleaners. God cleans you up. You see what I'm saying? We are creatures of habit. You need to be washed. I find find that out about me. I say one thing, and next thing I'm doing the same thing the next minute. You got to be washed. Amen. Even when you get sick and all this pain, it's a stamp on you. It's a residue that's on you from pain. God, you got to go to God and let him wash you, relieve your mind, transform your mind. Because you don't. That's why he said, don't go to what go to bed angry. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let it be fresh in the morning. There's new mercies for you in the morning. Don't get up with the same thing yesterday. Amen. That's why you got to pay your bills. Bills are for you. Pay them bills and get rid of them. Amen. That's what I want, Bishop.
All right. God bless you, man of God. Always good to hear from you. Amen, amen. And we want to explore this a little bit more. We're going into, amen, we have to go into this thing about, amen, can somebody, amen, throw something on you? Amen. The Bible has, because God is protecting us. Amen. You remember, amen, when the false prophet tried to curse, amen, the men and women of God, Israel. Amen. The Lord told the prophet, whatever I tell you to do, that's what you do. Amen. If you don't, if I tell you to bless them, bless them. Amen. So whom God has blessed, no man can curse. The blood of Jesus is still strong, brethren. The blood of Jesus is still strong. Amen. All right. We got about, amen. We're going to take about four or five more quick comments on that. Amen. About the cursing. I know many of you have heard, amen, that if someone cursed you, amen, is that still effective? Amen. Someone cursed you. Thing on the flesh and making an excuse, amen. The caller was just finished saying, amen, you're angry and you blame that on generation curse, amen. You're lazy, you blame that on generation curse, amen. All right, 954-4169. God bless you. 954-4169.
No, I'm sorry, Bishop. I hit that by mistake. I had nothing to say. God bless you. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. God bless. Amen. We blame too much on to say that the devil, but sometimes it's just playing on flesh. It's just playing on flesh. We have to renew our mind. Amen. Colossians 3 has said, amen, about modifying your members. Amen. Watch the thing. We have to overhaul our thinking, overhaul the flesh of the old man, that malice, anger. Amen. Blast filthy communications out of your mouth. Lying. Amen. All those things in that generation occurred, brethren. Amen. These are the things that we've been practicing. Amen. But since we've been born again, amen. In Colossians 3, like our last caller said, 3:12 says, therefore, 3:12 says, put on therefore these things, amen, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, amen. So we ourselves, you can put off things, amen. Anger. You can put off malice and being upset. Communication out of your mouth. Amen. Covetousness. These things you can stop. You can stop, but you got to practice it. Now you and Uncle Ed and Uncle Sally and my neighbor. Amen. These different things. No. You was brought up in it. But you can put it off. You can, like the brother said, that man of God said, now you can take off these things. Amen. Get your own, take your own bath. Amen. Wash your own face. God, amen. He's not going to give you a spiritual bath for your natural man. Amen. That natural man, you got to take care of the natural man. that natural man, you got to take care of that natural man. God wants you to take care of the natural man. Amen. Take care of your home, your family. Amen. Your life. Amen. As well, have a balance. Have a balance. Amen. Have a balance. And you keep training that natural man, amen, to live right, to talk right, walk up right. Amen. Success be falling at your door. Success begin to fall all around. Amen. All right. Well, hopefully we clear up this thing that men and women can try to assign, amen, curses to you. Yes, we have devils out there. We have witchcraft workers out there. Amen. But the blood of Jesus is still strong. Amen. You don't go in there and challenge anybody because you got the love of God and the power of God. No, you do as the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Amen. That natural man still live here on earth. But things that try to come and work against you, no weapons form against you. Upright. Amen. Things that they try to do will not be successful against you. Amen. Because you got the blood of Jesus on you. Amen. Nothing but the blood, the covenant of Christ. Amen. I think we had 305-4271. I think we had 305-4271. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Go right Bishop, ahead. Yes, sir.
Today, Jesus have bled for me, bled for you. He bled for right. everybody. And John says there are whosoever that believes on him. Now, this is God speaking. Who right. He said you won't perish. In other words, death won't destroy your life because sin will destroy your life. Sin will bring forth death. So,
yes.
So Jesus gave, I don't care if you're homosexual. I don't care if you're demonic. You're a witch. Amen. God
yes.
said he is the desire of your heart. If you look up to heaven and in Jesus' name, he'll break. Now, that's the power of God. That's the truth of the gospel. He'll set you free. You ain't got no issue. This is we're going to have to stand before a holy God in the judgment seat. So God has set it forth now that all excuses are taken in Jesus' death. That's what I want to say.
All right. Very good. Very good. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus.
No
Amen.
Condemnation.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. No condemnation. No guilt. God done washed it away. God
done washed it. Yes, sir.
He got rid of it. Yes, sir. And he's faithful and just. 1 John 1:9 says he's faithful and just to cleanse us. To cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen. Brother, and when we have that communion, those that have communion or the first supper, Lord's Supper, amen, it reminds us the blood of Jesus, that covenant, amen, that blood covenant that washed us, amen, that the blood, amen, and that water baptism is the remission of sins, amen. So you clean in Christ. Amen. And just to remind when the enemy, all right, 954-4427.
Amen, Bishop. You know, Bishop, one of the things that about studying the Word of God and things like this is that you get a chance to dissect this understanding. And one of the best understanding you can have about the Word of God is that when you come to Jesus and give your life to him, you become a new creation. You're a new person. All that old stuff has been, you've been cleansed of that. And what you have to do is work on your faith to accept and believe that because you have given yourself to Christ Jesus and accepted him as your Lord and Savior, that he has wiped clean the slate. He's no longer
yes,
hold any of those sins against you. So now you may not feel any different, but you got to know through faith that he has wiped the slate clean And as far as he's concerned, he put it in the sea of forgetfulness. He won't bring it back up to you. But you, in your lack of faith, will your flesh will convict you and bring it up if you don't strengthen your faith, because that's what keeps bringing it back up to you, your faith. But if you work on your faith and accept the fact that once you give yourself to Jesus, then he has wiped the slate clean, and he don't bring it up to you anymore. It's you not working on your faith that will cause your flesh to remind you of it, but the Lord has no memory of it. The slate is wiped clean, so you need to go forward from there and just strengthen yourself by staying in the Word and meditating and studying on the Word, and you'll find that sin won't have anything on you at all.
Amen. 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 All right. All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. Because nothing but Paul said, amen, he's talking about this, the dots. Amen. The fierce dot. That's just a dot. Amen. The enemy throw at you. He throw a thought at you. Amen. You catch it. If you got to be careful, you be meditating on it. And it has no support to your faith. No support for your faith. So you have to just shake it off and get it out of there. Amen. Let's go into prayer. Go right ahead, Elder. Go right ahead. You're already on the line. Go ahead.
Lord God, help us to keep moving forward in our faith. Help us, Lord God, to stay in your word and not, Lord, Father God, to be carnal-minded, but forever, Lord God, trust in you and depend upon your word, that your word is the final authority to settle all truths in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. All right, with another caller, a prayer. Okay, 954-4169. Go right ahead.
Once again, Father, we thank you for the word that has gone forth tonight, the teaching that's gone forth tonight. Lord, let your word, let us be both hearers and doers of your word. Father God, you sent your word to save us and to heal us, Father God. So tonight, Father God, we just ask that you continue to renew our minds, because, Lord, you have given us the bread of life, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, another caller. Press one on your phone. Amen. We're prayer for those. All right, now 561-1413.
All right, 305-4271. 305. Father, in Jesus' precious name, we give you thanks for our ability to hear what you're saying to the church. Thank you for Bishop Poole and all those that participated over the air tonight. We just thank you for your favor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, 954-4211. 954-5211. 561-5981.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God, for another great broadcast, dear God. You tell us what can wash away our sin, nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We want to thank you. Thank you for Bishop Poole. Thank you for the radio station. Thank you for the listeners, dear God. We ask you, God, continue to bless those. Bless those ones that out in the world sin, don't understand. Help them, oh God. They will turn their life over to Christ, because whatever we're going through, God knows us. God knows everything about us, know our ins and know our out. We just thank you for this radio station again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. You can visit the website at JCIMinistries.org. Amen. We love you. Continue to pray for each other. Keep the faith. Get a good fight of faith. Amen. Just don't give up, and you'll win it every time. Until next time, God bless you.